Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Tara.
How was your weekend?
It was great. How about you?
Oh, wonderful. Good. Oh, my gosh.
You had a little bit longer one than I did, and I'm happy for you about that.
Yes, I had a great time. One of you on the text line, you know I love to hike, and my daughter does too, suggested a couple of years ago, it's been on my bucket list for a while, going to ride the Virginia Creeper Trail and then going hiking in Grayson Highland State Park. I've done the Creeper Trail before. My daughter hasn't. And it was absolutely unbelievable. We ended up doing a 10-mile hike in Grayson Highland State Park. And if you've never been there before, you need to take the kids. Oh, my gosh. The grandkids, they're going to have a ball. You don't have to do the 10-mile one. You could do, like, a very short one if you want, or a 2-mile one. They have wild pony herds there. And they keep the balds clear. And so the views are just – it looks like something from Europe. And the horses are gorgeous, and it's foaling season right now. So there's all these little baby horses, which I didn't even know when we went there. So I got my daughter brand new hiking shoes for her birthday, and we broke them in. Recommend Salomons if you're buying them, no blisters. But we had a ball, and we did that all weekend. And I was pretty proud of myself. We came home yesterday. A day before yesterday, I came home Sunday, actually, after doing all of that. And she's 17, and she's in good shape. She conked out cold, slept for 2 hours. So I kept up with her and knocked her out.
There you go.
So had a fantastic
Mom still
time.
Got it.
Yes, I've still got it going on. My knees held up, you know, and went down the mountain, didn't need a rescue. So that's right. Good. And we had a great weekend, so... anyway, all right, I guess we got to do a show, right?
Why not?
Yeah, what the heck?
We're already at Tuesday, so.
Yeah, and I'm here, so might as well, right? Okay, so, let's start with the moving news. You know those pods things?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, like U-Haul, they keep a list of who's taking stuff where, and I guess people are using pods to move. I didn't know you could do that, but they are, and they do. Here's their list. So what they're showing is two things, okay? The places people are moving out of, 100% blue. Nobody is fleeing red areas. Not happening for some reason. Can't imagine why, really. Lee. It's confusing. They're even fleeing Denver, Colorado, right? One of the most beautiful places in the country. They just can't do it anymore. Los Angeles, Northern California, Long Island, San Diego, Central Jersey, Chicago, Boston, Hudson Valley, New York. They're leaving. They can't take it anymore. Where are they going? Listen to this. Of the top 10 cities, statistical areas they're moving to, which would be like city, county, right? Listen to this. South Carolina and North Carolina make up 4 of them. Of the top 10 city/county destinations in the country. Mm-hmm. Number one, Myrtle Beach.
Yeah.
Despite the 10 people shot in North Myrtle.
Well, it was Atlantic Beach, but yeah, it's close by.
Yeah, they listed it North Myrtle/Atlantic. Yeah. It's the same. Basically, I used to live there. It's basically the same place.
Oh, yeah, you know
place.
All about that.
It's the same place, yeah. It's one block over, but it's all the same thing. Yeah, when I saw 10 people shot South Carolina, that made top 10 news story of the weekend. And I went, I bet it's Myrtle Beach. Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there we go.
Yep.
Yeah. Myrtle Beach. But whatever. If you avoid the bad areas of Myrtle Beach, it's actually quite beautiful there, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. And surprisingly affordable in the suburbs. Not if you're going to vacation there, but in the suburbs. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, number one destination in the country right now for inbound moves. So number two, Ocala, Florida. Number three, Raleigh, North Carolina. Listen to this, Lee. Number four, Greenville, Spartanburg. Mm-hmm. Fourth in the country for inbound moves. Number five, Dallas-Fort Worth. Number six, Charlotte, North Carolina. Mm-hmm. Or the show, the station hits, you know, on a good clear day, we'll go right into the center of Charlotte's how far the station reaches now. So, and we have a lot of listeners covering that. So, very interesting pod study that we are in this demand. At the same time, you know, your news earlier, a few minutes ago, really struck a chord with me because there are so many homes for sale in my neighborhood and they're not moving. I've never seen so many homes for sale in my neighborhood. Many months, no homes for sale because it was just so hopeless, right? And now they're sitting there, and I watch them when we walk. They just are sitting on the market.
So if we're one of the top destinations, then why are they having a hard time selling the house?
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's the mortgages. I know it's my husband's business. When people call up, same thing. 7%? Are you kidding me? That's the first thing. And then number two is... that they always say the same thing. I couldn't afford to buy my current house today. Mm-hmm. And they're shocked, but because people, if you're not in the market for a home, you don't know how bad these mortgage rates are. And the fact that the housing market has been decimated. I talk about this all the time, Lee, and the middle class dream. Who decimated the middle class dream? That was Congress. Congress did that, and Joe Biden did that with inflation. And that's what the heart of this debate about the big, beautiful bill is about. Are we going to have a middle class that can buy homes? Are we going to have to keep a 7% mortgage rate to keep members of Congress fat and happy? And when you've got a bill that takes the deficit from $2 trillion to $2.2 trillion by the end of the year, that is not the right direction. It's not. And, you know, there was some criticism for me on some national shows for not jumping on board the big, beautiful bill and telling you it's the greatest thing ever. But I'm here to tell you, in Realville, where I live, in my neighborhood, right here in the number four inward-bound destination in the country, we can't move houses. And it's not because there aren't buyers for the houses. It's the mortgage rates. Congress did that. The cost of the big, beautiful bill, which spends at Biden levels plus, and the Biden level spending, which the GOP has done. Don't blame Democrat. GOP's done this for, we've controlled Congress since 2022. What is the cost of that? What really is the cost of that? My neighbors can't sell their homes. People who want to buy their homes can't afford it. You know what's really interesting, too, Lee? I'm in a terrifying situation in my house. I have two teenagers learning to drive.
Yes,
can you imagine?
You have my sympathies, yeah.
Yes. I've nearly died many times. There's nothing will renew your faith in God like driving with a teenager. Oh, wait, you're right, Mom. The other side of the road. I was going the wrong way. Okay. So we're driving around some of the beautiful areas of Greenville and the surrounding areas that they're building subdivisions in, right? And when these subdivisions started kind of pre-COVID and during COVID, they were houses that people were going to buy. You know, that's how it was. You know, they have a sign outside, you know, starting at whatever, 200,000, 300,000, and they were houses. And I haven't paid much attention to them, right? But we're driving on country roads now, so we, you know, can't crash into anybody or hurt anybody. There's not a lot of people back there. And we're learning to drive. And I'm going by those neighborhoods I haven't really seen since COVID, right? Well, they're not houses anymore. They're rental neighborhoods. They've changed them into rental neighborhoods. There are whole neighborhoods full of houses that were supposed to be for sale, and now they're all for rent. I've never seen such a thing. Congress did that. Mm-hmm. And then don't tell me the Democrats did it. They did. Biden did it. We had to slap the, you know, very, you know, the high interest rates to get them down, you know, and take care of what they did. But Republicans have continued it. It's a both party problem right now. They did that. They took the American dream from the middle class. They took it. And I see it every day. I see it on, you know, on the phone with my husband, the shock people who come to the horrible conclusion. I mean, people are out shopping for homes. They find a home they can afford. They're excited. They call him because he's, you know, he's a mortgage guy. And they call him and realize they've just wasted all the time they spent getting a realtor, shopping for a home. They can't afford it. They can't afford, not at 7%. This big, beautiful bill doubles down on that. It does. But we're going to get into it today, Lee. It's very interesting what's going on here, the fight Trump is about to have and the Republicans are about to have. And I think I know what they're all doing. I think they want to pass this bill, make the K Street lobbyists happy, assure everyone they have squeezed every last dollar out of the middle class and no one will ever be able to afford a house again. And it's all there for the lobbyists to take. And then I think what they are counting on is that Trump will come back through rescissions and impoundments and not spend the money. I think that's what they're counting on. I think that's what Trump's counting on too. Knowing that if we actually did the cuts in Congress, we can't get these bills through. It's a really crazy situation. It could work. That's the weird thing. It could actually work. But first, we got to get this big, beautiful bill through the Senate. But I wanted y'all to know, you know how the traffic has grown around here and the waits have gotten longer at the lights and the block in the box? Oh, you haven't seen anything yet. Not with us being the number four destination for inbound moves in the nation right now. Just Katie bar the door. Everybody's moving to South Carolina and those that aren't are moving to North Carolina.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.